Bookstore.
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 Bookstore. So, bookstores remind me of this time when I was 9. My friends, I've told this story before. Bookstores remind me of the phenomenon at Walden Books in Yorktown Mall in Lombard, Illinois, where older kids would hide pornographic materials in the humor section, and younger kids would find them. And there was nothing I enjoyed more than watching an 8-year-old kid reaching for a Garfield book and pulling out a copy of Playboy's Girlfriends, looking at it, trying to figure out what's going on, and then asking their mother for some clarification on why Garfield wasn't wearing any clothes. And audio footnote. No, not a knitted footnote. Bookstore.
Bookstore.
I'm in the wrong bookstore. Seat right now.
Bookstore. Bookstore. reminds me, just makes me think of the evolution of my comedy, basically. Because, yeah, at one point, actually, I was much along the same lines. It was the height of comedy to, the Barnes & Noble near me actually stocked copies of the Satanic Bible. So I thought it was really undermining the fiber of society by switching that over to the Sweet Valley High section. And really thought I was scoring some points for, people who don't like things. And then, gradually my sense of comedy would evolve to the point where I would think it was very funny to go up to the information desk at Barnes & Noble and ask for Barnes. And now it's evolved to the point where, I'm pretty much back where I began. I fling my feces at a microphone. And, I do it on a weekly basis. It's a good deal. Bookstore.
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 Bookstore reminds me of the soul-numbing habit I sometimes have of looking through chicken soup for the soul and chicken soup for the motorcycle mechanic soul and chicken soup for the bored housewife who can't stop reading but really can't pick up a decent book soul. And everything else that people buy that isn't stuff I wrote, because I ain't getting paid. And it's kind of like, it's kind of like a burning sensation. Thank you. Bookstore.
Bookstore. I can't help it. I'm really, really hungry. Can we just skip the, could we maybe come in late to the exam and just get something late to eat?
I think they cut off your hands if you do that.
Okay.
Which, is not really a problem if it's an oral exam, but this is going to be one of those fill-in-the-circles. And you can put the pen in your mouth, but it's probably going to, you probably go over time then.
Wow. The Tunisian,
I'm thinking.
The Tunisian civil service system, that's a tough place.
They're sticklers, but the benefits are great.
I hope so. Well, all right. I guess I'll just have to go to the exam and, my stomach will be rumbling throughout.
Maybe we could smuggle some food in. I know they'll shoot us in the spot if they catch us doing it, but you could, what can we do? All right. Put this length of bacon in your sleeve.
Okay. nobody knows how hard it is to be a T. Just hanging out here. Page 197. It's not easy. I'm just a T. What's it like being an H, man?
Oh, it's got its ups. It's got its downs. You got to keep track of, because you got this whole one side here and this other side here, and you got your up, you got your down, And, sometimes you get the occasional rogue comma that, makes a break for it, trips on your, your upper bit, falls, it's trapped in there, it's squirming around, so it's kind of a bad deal some of the time, but let's face it, we're tough to mess with, you don't have your Achilles heel like a bee where somebody kicks you and you just kind of roll over,
right. Got
a lot of support, I got a foundation that I can build from, and I like that.
And we work well together, you and I.
I kind of think so.
Yeah. Hey, you. You too.
What?
It's me. I'm the semicolon.
I'm not that guy again.
What's going on?
Nothing. We're just...
What are you doing?
We're just talking a little bit, semicolon.
Yeah.
Are you talking about things?
That guy is of dubious grammatical purpose.
He really is.
What do you mean? I am of non-dubious grammatical purposes.
You know, having a semicolon around is a clear signal that we've been involved in a useless term paper.
Man.
I was really hoping we'd, you know, maybe we could be a recipe today or something. You know?
You know, I'm all into that. But no, today I gotta be involved in... What is this crap?
Therefore, why heretofore after? I'm very necessary, thank you very much. Good evening.
Hit delete, kid!
It's... The teacher doesn't buy it. The teacher is not fooled. You're not making the world a better place.
He is fooled. The world is a better place.
No. Stop making two sentences. Making two statements. I hate that. Make one statement at a time. And then take some time between your statements, all right?
What would you have him do? Comma splice?
No, a period.
Look up there. Look up. Look how far up it is till the next set of letters.
Period plus comma, I am, semicolon.
That P and that R, that's more than an entire line.
Oh, yeah.
That's miles up there.
This is like, he's got it like at least a space and a half.
This is crap.
Courier New, the biggest font known to man.
So, do you have the lyrics there? Here's a, it's kind of a sprightly sort of medley. It's a boing, diddy, boing, diddy, boing, diddy, boing.
Yeah, okay, well, I've got lyrics for it.
Okay.
You ready? It goes... Diddy boink, diddy boink, diddy boing.
Well, I was going to do a beat to that, but it was going to be like... Bon, diddy boink, diddy bop, diddy boing.
Why don't we try everything together and see how it works?
Okay, on three. Okay. On a one, a two. One, two, three.
Boink, diddy boink, diddy boink, diddy boing.
Boom. Do you like that flourish at the end?
No.
Okay, I'll cut. Well, then okay. We're gonna have a.
Why don't you hit on the 9th and the 15th beats?
Okay, I can do that. Biddy boink, doink boink, biddy boom.
Yeah, that's better.
Jazz hands.
You guys work on it. I'll go get drinks. Okay.
All right.
Well, why don't you just try and put those lyrics over my fat beats on the 9 and the 15?
All right, ready?
Okay, one, a two-y, a one-y, two, three, go.
Doink buddy boink diddy boink diddy boink.
Do you like that? It's experimental. I'm using a lot of the roto times. What?
Why don't we try something else? Try
okay.
It again. Give me a count.
You want kind of a funk disco thing?
Yeah, sure.
All right. One-y, a two-y, a one-y, two, a three.
Buddy, dink, diddy, boink, diddy, boink. Diddy boink, diddy boink, diddy boink. Diddy boink, diddy boink. Diddy boink. I think we might have something there, man.
What? Oh, you stopped. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was rocking out.
I think Brittany will love this when we bring it to her.
Boink, diddy boink. I got it stuck in my head already. It's really cool. Okay.
Dumb luck. There's a question here about monosodium glutamate, so if the teacher catches me with this wrapper in the ingredient list, he's going to think we're cheating.
Well, what if we call it field research, and then, no, it's not going to work either. Okay. All right. Wait for the proctor to go by.
Yeah.
Pull it out of your sleeve, put it in your pants.
Okay.
Proctor, 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 proctor.
There he goes.
Proctor, proctor.
Good.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice move.
Proctor, 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 proctor.
Okay, he's gone. All right.
Proctor? Proctor, 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 proctor.
Okay.
Okay. Back to this exam. What did you get for number 14? Is,
I think it's all of the above.
All of the above? So the guy gets his hands chopped off, pins stuck into his foot, and somebody kicks him in the teeth?
Yeah, well, I don't know about the kicking in the teeth.
Just
that was
for sleeping with his neighbor's wife?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, definitely the hands chopped off and the pins. Although it could be staples. I don't know.
Okay, I'm just
so stressed out. I stayed up.
I'm going to go to the safe bet, all of the above. They seem to take this the whole
thing. Proctor, 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 proctor. No bacon here. Okay. Dude, you got that bacon?
Yeah, okay. You want it?
Yeah, I got some eggs.
All right, here we go.
Right. Proctor, 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 proctor. Proctor? Proctor! Proctor, proctor. I'm sorry.
Ah! Ow! Not the... Oh! Ow! Proctor, can I have some gauze? Do you have a rubber band? Oh, dude, I'm... Oh, sorry about that. I didn't mean to squirt you in the eye. But I'm really... I don't have any hands.
Yeah, took the bacon.
That's some good bacon. Jeez. Okay.
I'll make an omelet.
Can I borrow your socks? Dude, I'm losing. Hey. Okay, I'm getting dizzy. Can I borrow your socks?
Yeah. Here you go. Here
to cover
go.
Up my bloody stumps. You Could all you right. put them on?
Yeah. All right. All right. All right. Here. Fine. How am I gonna fill it? This is gotta cook the egg and give you socks.
And put milk in it, dude. Well, I'm way behind. Fluffy.
The clock says I should be at number 20 by now. I still haven't done number 15.
Proctor. Proctor? No, I'm just bleeding.
Proctor.
It's just a pool of blood. No, it's cool. Pool of my blood.
Get him out of here. I've got to flip this omelet.
Proctor.
Look, someone's thinking.
Proctor.
Okay, sweet. Okay. Number 15. Can't... Oh, it's about thinking. Thinking good, bad, okay, all of the above?
It might be okay.
Okay.
Okay, it's kind of vague, but...
Yeah, let's go the vague direction.
All right. Okay. Okay, it's okay.
This is definitely a space and a half.
Yeah, I don't buy this.
And this guy is not. Look at him. Look at this guy. This guy is not buying the crap now.
Hey, am I? Oh no, am I kidding? Am I fooling myself, or is that a U next to you? I think we're involved in the word youth. I think this guy is using us to describe a crap, you know, metaphor for some guy's youth.
Oh, God. Well, hey, look. At least the semicolon got a coffee stain on it and hasn't talked for a while.
I have not been silenced. I will not stop talking.
All right, this is the end of it. I'm unionizing the H's. I'm calling a meeting of the H union. I'm going to pull that H out of the metaphor, and I'm out.
The H's are nothing. They have not the strength without punctuation.
God, I want the semicolon dead.
Yeah.
I mean, I want a piece of punctuation dead as much as I want this semicolon to just die!
The semicolon shall live on, heretofore and for after wherever.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know.
Look,
look, if you look beneath you, the kid's almost to the magic 5-page limit. We're running up against a deadline here. If we don't act soon, we're going to get put into this paper for good. He's going to print it and we're gone.
Perhaps, foolish letters, we should unite.
What are you proposing? You want out of this paper too?
There is not such good stuff here in the paper that I should be a part of.
Well, finally we agree on something, Mr. Semicolon.
Between the two of you, I could go. There would be bad punctuation.
How does that feel to not even really be a colon?
Lonely.
Okay.
Heartrending.
All right. Skip this. But what we need to do, we could really be something. If you could just recruit, somebody could recruit a vowel, because we're going to need a vowel here. You're a semicolon. You got all kinds of things. You can get us past the border gate by being a...
Hey! Hey, what's up? You guys... Hey! Exclamation point, what's up?
No.
You guys doing something?
No.
You guys gonna get printed?
No.
What's up? Paper! Woo! All right!
What kind of an idiot uses an exclamation point in his lit paper?
I don't know! What? Oh, me? Well, I don't know!
But it's the end of his paper. It's the last thing in his paper, like he's being clever.
It says before me, it goes... And let it be proclaimed from all tops of the mountains! And then it's me. And I'm like, woo! Yeah, right there. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Just grab the first vowel you see and break!
Hey, you!
Boonda diggy doobie wow! Boonda doogie doo bow! Boongadi da doo doo wow! Boongi doogie da wow! Doobie da ya
ding. Sorry, can I get some more IV in my throat? I know I play drums, but still.
Guys, I've had this amazing lyric idea.
Okay.
I just can't get it out of my head. It's stuck there. There seems to be really just no way around it. The word het.
Het.
Het. We got to use the word het.
Boink diddy het. Het. Diddy het. Boink diddy het. Het diddy
but
boink
kinda,
diddy
boink diddy, diddy, diddy het. But don't like, it's het, not a diddy strong boink, heady, stop. Het, diggy, boink. On the, you know, on the T, it's kind of an ambiguous sort of. Het.
Het.
With the suggestion that something could follow.
Het.
Het.
Het diddy bunk diddy het diddy bunk.
Yeah.
Het het diddy het heady bunk bunk.
Hum da biddy diddy het da ba hum da. I'm sorry, I'm just throwing some water.
Het heady het het diggy bunk het.
You see where I'm going with this?
I think I do.
I suppose you have any chives, do you?
No, I got red onion. You want that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, here, pull it.
Yeah.
No, here, down your paper.
What?
What?
I'm an E.
You
put B for that last question.
Can you cauterize me, please?
I'm telling you it's E.
E?
Yeah, it's E.
Why would you want us to fill you in with graphite?
I'm just trying to help, man.
Sure. What the heck? All right.
I don't know. No, man. If we fail, all right, it's off with the kneecaps. He's probably just got some sort of superiority complex. He just wants to be, you know.
No way, man. I'm just trying to tell you. You have the wrong answer. E is the correct answer. I know. I'm E. Look at me. Ah, E.
If the C said it, I believe him. I don't know. This guy looks a little shady.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't really read the E's on mine. They're soaked in my flesh and blood. That's okay.
Hey, that blood's starting to turn blue.
That's that the arterial blood. Yes.
You may want to do something about that.
Tunisian arterial blood syndrome.
I've got some cholesterol you could have right
could
here.
Could you plug my veins with some of that egg yolk?
No.
Oh, fine.
Because it's already an omelet.
I'm just going to bleed over here. Whatever, man. Fill in E, fill in B. I don't care.
Wow. Like I said, the Tunisian civil service system, this is tough.
Sure is.
Da-da!
Da-da! Da-da!
Time for what channels like to go home.
We do really well when the milkshakes get here, but then after the consumption of the milkshakes, we're like big fat sluggish. Sloshs.
Don't admit that, though, because we don't want to stop the stream.
No, we sounded really good.
What channels like at hotmail.com to communicate. Shout out to Mr. Kurtui.
Kurtui!
Be seeing you this week, Kurt. And to Jim Bob.
Jim Bob. Brett, you suck, man.
Yeah.
Well, Brett's no Jim Bob. That's all I've told people.
Brett sucks, but with a possibility for redemption.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Jim Bob.
See you next week, Brett.
Yeah, order a pizza. You might get Jim Bob, and that would be a good pizza. WEFT Champagne, 90.1 FM. Stay tuned all week, and stay tuned right now specifically. Because the chance shows
specifically.
Up.
Woohoo! All right.
You get that A in there. It's done its job. It's put in its all time right. In the trenches.
All right.
Peace. Good night.